Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief, brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic, and I'm Maya Palacio. Two collisions occurred on October the 30th. There had been a serious road traffic collision involving a PTB bus and a pedestrian at the junction of Bermudiana Road and Front Street in the city of Hamilton. The scene was processed, but details were limited. And again on the same day, emergency services responded to a collision on East Broadway involving a car that crashed into the gas station building. The 83-year-old driver was not harmed. However, his wife, 81, was taken to the hospital following the incident, and also a person inside the building was also injured. Meanwhile, in an update from the Teen Haven story that we heard about their eviction notice from the trustees, I was unable to get an update from the court hearing after, but coming from Bermuda Broadcasting News, their story reported that after a hearing in civil court, the trustees' lawyers said that they plan to redevelop the building to a financially viable property, not something that will be profited. They also spoke on the safety of the building, and later the story reported that the charity's license expired on the 29th. You could listen to more on their channel. Meanwhile, here's a potential game changer for the recently opened sports bar, Game On. They have secured Boucher's head chef, Agnelio Fernandez, who has been there for 22 years. Mr. Fernandez said that when Boucher first closed, he was not concerned because the owner wanted to look for another place. In an article by the Gazette, Mr. Fernandez said, quote, "That did not happen, so I said to her, I'll be working at Game On. I told her I would try to carry on Boucher's legacy." And as Art Month comes to a close, yesterday you may have missed an incredible discussion by award-winning photographer Jade Gibbons and her newest piece, Wildflowers. Here's a clip of her explaining her art, which is a recognition of Bermudian women and the way in which they grow.
A lot of our flora that we love and we recognize as like Bermuda flora, the nasturtiums, the Bermuda buttercup, the little yellow flowers that you see sometimes, the bluebells, all of those flowers grow from Bermudianas. They all grow from weeds. Mm-hmm. And I think universally we have this idea that weeds are something that needs to be destroyed or taken up or before they're allowed to grow or take over, right? But if you allow the weeds to grow, we see what, you know, what comes from it. I just learned this at the night of my opening from my ghostess Aisha. Nasturtiums are apparently a delicacy. Overseas, they're a delicacy. They're okay. Expensive. They're like, what's the word? They're popular. Like, they just grow in our yards and only Saturday road here. So even that, when she told me that, I was like, wow, like even that is... It says a lot, and I think that not even just we can use that as an analogy for Bermudian women, but just how overseas people see Bermudians and how, you know, when we leave Bermuda, mm-hmm. we just open our mouths and people love us. Like we have, you know, we got the sauce, it is us, and how when we're here, it's like nothing.
Every woman in this piece is intentional to Jade. They're people she knows in life and people who have inspired her. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.